go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 153 of the 8-Bit Geek. Well, every week, you know, I come up with a clever intro. This week's no different. My name's Jeremy, and with me as always...
It's me, Doug!
Hi, I'm Kevin.
Yeah, that's it. Normally the intros last longer than the song.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I thought that was clever. I thought so. You can always subscribe to us on iTunes, our home Audio Boom, and Stitcher Radio if you're on that little fandangled Android device. You can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, and of course we're now on Twitch, the 8-Bit Geek, where we're going to stream and record every week. So hopefully you guys enjoy that. And you can always support us on Patreon to help us pay for some overhead. Send us to a Comic-Con in June and, all around the country, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. We want to take a minute just to recognize a person who is sponsoring our show today. That would be QE Streams. You can check him out on Twitch. Follow him at QE Streams and on YouTube at QE Gaming. So make sure you do that. Check him out. He's a big reason we're going to a con in June.
Yeah.
I saw one of his videos of him playing Dark Souls, and he's already better at Dark Souls than me. Well, Dark Souls 2.
Well, most people are better.
Most people are.
Yeah, that's true.
I've watched your streams of Dark Souls 2, and it's just filled with nothing but profanity.
Yeah.
Profanity, tears, anger.
Yep.
What are you drinking?
Frivolous masturbation.
Me?
No, we all know what you're drinking, Kevin.
A hot cup of coffee.
I'm drinking that Pure Leaf dough, unsweetened. Yeah, oh, that's right there. Tea. That shit's pure. 100%.
I don't have any drinks. I should have gotten Ashley. Let's see if that works.
Yeah. What? What do you want?
There is some sad news, guys. Before we kick off the show, man, these deaths are just happening today. One of Kevin's idols has died. One of the Eagles guitarists.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Oh my god, that's the worst.
For real, dude.
It was
his fault being in the Eagles.
This guy literally did nothing wrong to you.
Hotel California, and you're gonna say he did nothing wrong to me?
He did nothing wrong to you.
What happened?
What? Let's dive into this.
Yeah, what happened to you
in your life
that you cannot enjoy music that is a slower tempo than 150?
That noise. That fucking classic rock bullshit. All right, so like when I started learning how to play guitar, I would sit on my porch in Chicago, and I would try to play. And every fucking yuppie that walked by was like, hey, man, play some Eagles. Play some Hotel California. And I was like, play some Get the Fuck Off My Street. And I started playing Get the Fuck Off My Street.
Yeah. So my buddy Ed just says in the chat, Glenn Frey is a legend. Don't be such a dick.
For real.
Once again, hey, rest in peace, fucking Fry Guy. But fuck the Eagles.
Fry Guy. Right?
There you go. There's my heel promo of the night. Fuck the Eagles.
All right.
Fair. But the fact that someone died, you don't have to.
Yeah, you got
to
show a little respect.
Don't be a dick. Like, he didn't rape you, man.
Well,
I didn't get into that conversation.
Like, hey, whoever did the dirty deed to your bunghole, that's who you need to be mad at.
Well,
not the Eagles, because that happened to be on the playlist.
What if it was? Yeah, I was gonna say, what if the Eagles was playing in the background? Then that's perfect reason.
No, that's fine.
That would be the reason.
I understand that, but it's still not Glenn Frey's fault. Yeah. Unless he was the one raping you.
I don't think
it was.
Well, he could have been raping his ears with his guitar.
Jeez. There you go. There you go.
Just saying. All right. So, I hope that Kevin is sad about this, but Alan Rickman has passed away, unfortunately.
Yeah, passed away. Obviously, everyone knows about it by this point. I mean, it was early last week. We just want to talk about it. Just to hit up on it. He was a huge actor in so many movies that we all love, whether it be Die Hard, Harry Potter, or Galaxy Quest. I mean, the dude was a goddamn legend.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
That's why before the stream tonight, we were playing some wizard rock music, music inspired by the Harry Potter series. Just thought it was fitting. Plus, it's also royalty free, so don't worry about getting like copyright notices.
I think that, man, it just seems like there's some actors that never seem like they're ever going to die, and he's one of them. You know, I never thought the day would come that we'd lose Alan Rickman, and it's a really shitty part of life that it comes to an end, and some people. Well,
I felt like kind of the same way about his death as I did Bowie's earlier in the week, where it was just like, you had cancer?
Yeah.
Nobody knew.
Yeah, like, man, God, fuck cancer. And I don't know, it sucked. And it was one of those, like, it's been really interesting is that after his passing, to kind of learn how much he enjoyed the Snape character in Harry Potter, like, and just how much he loved that role and all that stuff, it's just crazy. Like, I knew that he enjoyed filming the movies. You'd hear about the antics on set and stuff, but dude loved his job, man. It was cool.
He got to film 20 of them, so he's lucky.
It's true. I mean, Richard Harris was Dumbledore, and he only got to be Dumbledore twice before they replaced him with motherfucking punk ass Michael Gambon, piece of shit.
Wow.
If you couldn't tell,
Doug, you want to talk about fuck somebody? Fuck that guy and his betrayal of Dumbledore. A guy can suck a dick.
Doug is passionate about his Harry Potter, so
I do. I appreciate Harry Potter.
All right, let's get this show on the road. Oh, first, hold on. I was about to go into Miss Connections, but we got to pump the brakes.
Oh, oh no! Here we go.
Jundar's girlfriend.
Oh no!
Is watching the stream. And I wanted to tell a quick story that Jundar let us know about. I don't mean to call him out, but this is too good. So Jundar was playing Star Wars The Old Republic one night, and he walks into a cantina and is surrounded by a whole bunch of men and women, like there's an event going on or something like that. Well, one thing leads to another. I won't go into too much detail, but an orgy broke out in-game, and he was a part of it. He said he stayed up until at least 5 a.m. He got drunk. He sent photos that he shouldn't have, and he regrets nothing.
Of his character?
Without clothes on.
You had a thing where you just strip them of their clothes and they just run around in their underwear?
Yeah.
You fiend, Jundar. You fiend.
So enjoy that. Hopefully there's no backlash there. All right, so on to Miss Connections. Every week we
How did you get that going? That's pretty awesome.
Every week,
a true story.
Damn it, Kevin.
Of course, people on the podcast are going to think it's real.
Yeah. It is real. Every week we do a little thing called Miss Connections. We take real articles that are from Craigslist, from the Miss Connection section, and we read them. We don't alter them in any way, so you know we can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Miss Connections.
We get that real sensual music. Well, we got that real sensual music. Let's give a shout out to a couple people who just followed. Devil Firefighter, thank you so much. And the Xenos, right?
Yeah.
Got that right.
Yeah. Thanks for. And there was some earlier before the show started, while the show was doing the countdown, my buddy Christian Caldera followed us, and then my buddy Ed. Big Red Beard 86. Thanks, guys, for the follows.
I followed too.
Yeah, thanks, Kev.
Yeah, thanks. Finally. Thanks Jesus lot, Christ, Kev.
Hey, I was doing things.
All right, let's bring out the big guns. Where is he at, Doug?
Sorry, Jundar just said she says she is horrified. Oh, sorry, Jundar.
Another satisfied customer.
Let me go see if Sean's ready. Hey, Sean. Are you ready?
You know that you're right there.
Okay. Sorry, we just got a follow from Spivey.
Thanks, Spivey. So, Spike.
Hey, Spivey, it's me, your best friend, Sean Pinnis.
Shut, bro, Tiff.
Sean, you gonna hit the follow button?
So this week, in my misconnection, I am seeking a sexy dom. Yep.
That's dominatrix. That right.
This is a long post, so settle in. It's gonna be a long night.
It should take like 3 seconds. Come on, Sean.
Nothing with Sean takes sure 3 seconds.
Looks pretty long.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing is nothing. Something that I think should take 2 minutes, it'll take 30.
Yeah, let's see. Okay. Hi, ladies. I'm just going to throw out a little bit about myself and what I'm looking for. Me? I'm 24, 5'6". What? Curvy, fuller figure, athletic, feminine. Apparently. Outgoing. 420 friendly. Uh-oh, get them blunt lip. Tattooed and in an open marriage. I love shopping, makeup, what, eating, Netflix and chill, and pretty. He would not be involved. This is definitely...
No, it's not. It's
this is
not.
Definitely not for me.
No, this is for you. I am so serious. This was man for woman.
All right. You know what? Hey, you know what? Just trying to hit what I can hit, right? Just trying to get whatever's out there, just casting a line into the sea of women, and just seeing what the fuck I can reel back.
Just throwing a rock into the ocean.
I am seeking a sexy, confident, dominant, feminine woman willing to take the reins and have a good time together at least a few nights a week. Like I said, hubby would not be involved whatsoever. I want a FWB, so not just friends. I want a friends with benefits. Gotcha. I had to think about what that one was. So not just friends and not just benefits. Someone I can work out with, watch TV in bed and cuddle with, and someone I can smoke weed with and relax with.
This bitch crazy.
I've never done this before, so I really value someone with confidence. I've never fully been with a woman, but enjoy a little light BDSM, so a dom would be great. Must include face and body pic and a little about yourself. Seriously, no fakes or flakes. I want to make it happen and it happen last, so please mean business.
Holy shit.
No people with dandruff?
No fakes. So no fake titties and no flakes.
In your
none
hair.
That, none of that dandruff or skin condition for your skin.
Oh
skin
my god.
Yours okay. Truly. Sean Pennis.
Thank you, Sean. Now it's my turn, and I'd like to introduce everybody to a new character. His name is Jeb, and he's a motivational speaker.
Hello, Jeb.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jeb, and I'm a motivational speaker. I want to tell you a little bit about myself before I get reading. Okay, there's 5 words that I don't say. No, can't, won't. That's it. 5 words. The only thing I'm missing is love. Now, what's the deal going on with your lives?
Are you talking to us?
Yeah, I'm talking to you guys.
Questions?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Do you need some motivation? Do you need some Netflix and chill? I can make it happen with my 153 steps to success.
I'm sorry, this phone line does not accept soliciting phone calls.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
I'm good.
That's a great attitude.
I'm solid I'm good.
Excellent. You guys are saying the words that I don't say, but that's okay. We'll get you there in 153 steps. Now, mine's not really a misconnection. I just haven't found the one. So this is a shout out to all the women out there who want a successful man. It's a rainy day here in West Chase. Body is athletic. I'm 5'11", and I'm 30. I'm looking for an excitement, motivation, that's all we need in our dull lives. We're deserving of some impending boredom end because we don't take no corrective action. We have what we can, and we're so afraid of losing it that we sit there in grief and disappointment blaming life. Come get your shot of adrenaline from me, Jeb, before the government bans it all as well. I'm 30, fit, educated, wild, independent, and I like to get my kicks via random messages. Thanks, guys. I'm Jeb. 153 ways to success. Buy my book today. Bye.
I don't know if that was an advertisement or...
I don't know. That was really actually kind of depressing.
He cries himself to sleep a lot.
So I hope everybody enjoys. Please give a comment back.
I'm sorry. I have to just call this person out where he says he's educated, and yet there's no goddamn punctuation.
Hey.
You're not educated, bro.
I was really in the moment, okay? I'm so sorry for that. But we're not going to say that we can't, because we can always do better.
Wow.
Doug really hates that guy.
Doug is not a fan.
I ain't having it. Let's move on to Walmart.
Bring us home, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. You gotta bring us home.
Kevin's still stuck on Jeb.
This one's like one big run-on sentence.
Oh, the best. The best one that come from Walmart. Not motivational speakers.
This one's for Baraboo Walmart. Male for women. Age 28. All right, let me take a deep breath here. Oh my God, I seen you in a Baraboo Walmart today and just could not stop looking at you. You were wearing a black hoodie sweater with big tits and big ass. .. I was really hoping I would get the nerves to talk to you, but I didn't. I hope I hear from you soon. Also, my B-Day is coming up. Maybe we could celebrate. No period.
That was that.
Just gonna zoom through that one.
Yeah, that was. I think that was the appropriate way to take that.
At Walmart, there's no inappropriate way to take it.
You can take it any way you want at Walmart.
But once again, I mean, if we're gonna really break these down, he's just talking about a person with a big tits and big ass at Walmart wearing a black hoodie. That's like,
it could literally be anybody.
Anybody, and he didn't even describe himself, so unless he was like fucking Sonic the Hedgehog and he just zoomed through the aisles. I'm looking for my tails.
Oh.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Hell.
Did you guys go see any movies this week?
What?
Did you guys go see any movies this week?
I saw The Hateful Eight.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, what'd you think?
It was pretty fantastic. I mean, it was 3 hours of conversation, but it was fantastic.
Yeah.
It's good. Some good conversation, though.
Better, yeah. Better than ours?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Blows us out of the water.
Podcast was written by Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
One podcast in the podcasting markets.
Although we'd say we'd drop too many N-bombs in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this podcast is full of N-bombs.
If Quentin Tarantino wrote it, yes, it would be.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's run down real quick the top five movies. Number five is Daddy's Home, making $9 million for a total of $129 million in 4 weeks. Oh. 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi, $16
million. What?
Number three is it finally got pushed out of the top, man, and it got pushed real hard. Down to number three, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, making $25 million, still a strong showing for a total of $851 million in 5 weeks. Getting close to that, beating those Avatar numbers. So
it's going to hit a billion so soon.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. The Revenant made $29 million for a total of $87 million in 4 weeks. So that is actually picking up steam.
That's going to get a sequel.
Well, it was released, like limited release back near Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it's been out in like normal theaters for like a week now. So for like really its first week worldwide or, you know, nationwide or whatever, that's pretty good.
And number one, the new reigning champion. Ice Cube, Kevin Hart, and Ride Along 2.
Yeah.
Electric Boogaloo.
Did you see it?
No, nobody saw it.
Well, apparently some people did because they made $34
million. Yeah, $34 million, but I didn't see it.
Ice Cube, Kevin Hart.
I did not see it. But you know what I will see is this fucking Netflix show that is already getting a spinoff, and we haven't even seen one episode of them, The Punisher. Good. The Punisher is getting his own series on Netflix.
Awesome.
So that's kind of cool. So it's going to join Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and I think, what is it called? The Defenders?
Yep. Yeah, Marvel's Defenders. That's the name of the...
super group show?
Yep. If it's ever going to happen. I mean, they keep saying it's going to, but who knows?
Yeah, John Bernthal, man. I mean, just we've only seen pictures of him. We haven't even seen him in action yet as Punisher. But, I mean, already he looks like a badass Frank Castle. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
Punisher is one of my favorite superheroes because he wasn't a superhero. He was just a psycho with a lot of guns.
Did you like the films?
I did like the, what was it, Punisher Warzone. That one was amazing with the dude from Rome that played as Frank Castle. That one was fucking awesome because that was the way Punisher should have been. Over the top, fucking violent.
So you're
shit.
Saying that you didn't like the John Travolta one?
Oh, fuck no. That movie was awful. They turned... Well, because here's the way... You know what? I got nothing against Thomas Jane. He did what he could. But once again, you can't make John Travolta Kingpin. He was such a shitty villain. The best thing about that was Kevin... Kevin...
Hart.
Kevin Hart, yes. No, what's his name?
Kevin
from
Spacey?
The WWE. Kevin...
How
whatever.
Do you not know this?
From what?
He's the guy who played the Russian. The WWE. He was Diesel. Kevin...
Don't know.
Kevin...
Scott Hall. Kevin Nash. There you go. But he was the one who played the Russian. So he was the big Russian dude in it. Mm-hmm. That eventually becomes a cross-dresser. There you go. Comic book spoiler alert.
Damn it.
But I just didn't like that film. I couldn't get into it. I just think they really... That was back when Marvel was just really fucking up franchises to where they're like, we'll take the most hardened fucking superhero and let's throw in a love interest for no goddamn reason.
Yeah, there was a lot of shots of them at the house and then a beach having a good time, lovey-dovey.
And that's
not
fine.
Marvel.
Walking on a pier.
That was definitely Fox.
Was that Fox?
Yeah, Marvel just got...
Oh, yeah. My bad. I thought we were still talking about that movie.
No, either way, it was a shitty movie. Thomas Jane really loved playing Punisher, though, to where he made his own little independent, like, short of it. But I didn't get to see that because, I didn't care enough about that particular character. I think that the dude from Rome, and it sucks I can't remember his name, but he did a much better job as the Punisher. And it was just a no-bullshit sequel. Sure, it was over the top. The main villain in that was Jigsaw. And not Jigsaw. What was his name?
Jigsaw fucking... from the...
Yeah.
Would you like to play Saw.
Yeah.
Netflix has really been killing it as of late, though. I mean, they're really coming through, and the big studios are very, very scared. They're saying we've created a monster. You know, like there was an article that came out today that says that all the TV networks are just scared to death now because they feel like they have solidified their own like just death because of what they let happen, and which is in 2007. Netflix launched their streaming service, and 8 years later, they're putting out 200 hours this fall of TV programming, which is what the major networks put out for their prime time. Yeah. And so, it's incredible what they're doing, and they're a powerhouse now, man. And they're gonna be they're came in like a wrecking ball.
I'm so excited because they've been. They just announced, like, again, like you're saying, like their whole new lineup, or not necessarily lineup, just everything that's coming out this next year and like dates for everything. So like Orange is the New Black is coming back. Mm-hmm. They just announced that Jessica Jones is getting a season 2.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt season 2.
Yeah, that comes out like in April.
Fuller House
comes out in February. Like, yeah, and that's what I hope. I hope that they continue to do that and where they just kind of pick up like shows, like Arrested Development included, where it's like, oh, this show got canceled way too early. Here you go. Come have another season over here on Netflix. We'll pay for it.
They're about to do that with Stargate SGU. There's a petition online now with over 100,000 signatures that are asking Netflix to pick it up, so that way they can finish it off.
And I want them to like pick up like Invader Zim, and like all these other shows that were just so short lived that could have been so much greater.
But Almost Human.
Almost, well, which one, right? Because both of them were
Almost
like
Human, please.
Oh, Almost Human. Sorry, I was thinking of, what's that other one? There was a British one. It wasn't Almost Human, though. It was something similar, though.
I loved Almost Human, and I'm so sad that they took that off the air. Fucking Fox, man.
Because it's Fox.
Yeah, it's
Once
Fox.
Again, like another one, Sarah Connor Chronicles, except you'll never be able to reboot that, seeing as for one, everyone's super old, and for two, you got fucking Xerxes or whatever. She's on Game of Thrones now. Sarah Connor...
Being Human was the show I was thinking of.
Yeah.
And here's, and speaking of Fox making bad decisions, now they've they take off shows that they shouldn't, and then they continue shows that probably have already lived their lifespan. As much of that as I loved Prison Break, they're aiming to now shoot a sequel or continuation or something. Spoilers. Michael died at the end of the series.
Well, God damn it!
But now they're gonna bring him back, I guess. I don't know what's happening. Maybe they faked his. Michael was the brother who got tattooed all up and then went into prison to break his brother out.
Right. So Captain Cold.
It's Captain Cold. Yes. So Captain Cold is. So they're both coming back to the show. I'm guessing that they faked Michael's death, and you know I don't know what's going to happen. But I do. I will say this: if you have not ever seen Prison Break, I highly advise you to watch season one. After that, it falls off. It's still entertaining, but season one is where it's at. It is the shit. But I don't agree with extending it out. I don't get it.
No.
Unless it has something, unless I can tie it back into the Flash universe. And it's Prison Break with Captain Cold and Heatwave breaking out of prison.
And so that's how they
all for it.
Oh shit, and that's how they become Heatwave and Captain Cold. It's an origin story.
It's an origin story.
That would be the shit. That would be awesome. Something that I don't understand, I don't get it. Netflix, you know, we were just talking about them, but they're okay, so this chick
have you not seen her videos? They are so goddamn funny. Her videos are the funniest.
Are you serious? Because yes, I found her
them,
so annoying.
Fucking hilarious.
I found them so annoying. We're talking about Miranda Sings.
Have you? Okay. They're so funny because obviously it's Miranda a personality. Sings. And she is. Yeah, Miranda Sings. And she is like super goddamn talented. That's what makes her videos so fucking funny. Is that like she's like a classically trained, like she can sing opera. She does all this stuff. But then she does this ridiculous character who is always off tune, but thinks she's the greatest. It's so funny because it's so.
Maybe I just did not catch the Miranda train when it started because I looked at a couple videos after I saw the story, and I just went, I don't get it. I don't get it. So, anyways, she's getting a deal. She with Netflix. She's making a movie, and it's called Haters Back Off, and obviously it's aimed towards me.
Yeah. So back the fuck up.
I don't know.
Up,
you
Jer.
Just gotta back up because, like, oh, just go back and watch some of her first videos when, like, she first started. Because, like, it's so funny because she'd be like, "Okay, guys, I'm gonna teach you how to sing this song or whatever," and it would be, you know, you're just like, "Oh, that's so
that's
bad.
Not how you do it.
That's so bad." Like making up words, it's so fucking funny. And she's gotten more popular, obviously. I mean, within the last year, she was on, was it Getting Coffee with Comedians or whatever it was called with Seinfeld. Which then led to her being on, like, guest starring with Seinfeld on, like, The Tonight Show with Fallon. Mm-hmm. So she's done really well for herself in the past, like, couple of years. And she's fucking hilarious. Her videos
are
so funny.
I'm one for watching someone succeed. I'm glad that she is. I may not get it, but the rest of the world might. So good for her. Speaking of YouTube video stars, there's another one. Did everyone watch the action movie Kid?
No.
Are you serious, Doug? Oh, it's so good. So this guy...
No, you know what? I must have just not been on the train when it came out. I just, you know, I watched it. It just... I just, you know, I saw the story and I went and watched the video and I just couldn't get behind it. I just couldn't...
okay.
You guys.
I asked if you watched it and you said no. At least I gave Miranda a chance. I gave her a chance, okay? So this father was... he's a visual effects... you know, fun guy who worked on How to Train Your Dragon and Kung Fu Panda 3. His 4-year-old, James, he just filmed him doing normal stuff around and then added special effects to it. Really great stuff. Really was a lot of fun to watch if you are into it, if you caught that train. Go back, you know what? Go back to his earlier videos and watch them. It's so good. It's so funny. Hop on that train. It's not too late.
Shut up.
So he got a movie out of it. He got a movie deal and he made a book out of it. So he's doing all right for himself. Mr. Daniel Hishimoto.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Daniel who?
That's actually pretty close.
Hashimoto?
Yeah, Hashimoto.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You sound like you're sneezing.
Right. This next story, it is kind of surprising because we all thought that George Miller was really excited to make some Mad Max sequels. turns out that he's not going to do it anymore.
He may not be around another 10 years to do it. That's why.
I know. I mean, okay, so if if you haven't seen Mad Max Fury Road, spoilers, it took 10 years to make. That was the spoiler.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not 10 years of like filming and stuff, but definitely getting it off the ground to the actual of filming, yeah, because it gets bouncing back and forth between studios and where they're going to film it and where they're not going to film it. And
well, they had issues. They were filming it. There was an 18-month hiatus because of the fact that where they were started to have these rain showers. And
flowers were growing and shit.
Flowers were growing and everything in the in the desert. And so they were like, okay. And so then they were on this, they went to, I think it was Africa, and they got in trouble with the government because the people were saying that they're ruining these natural habitats and all this other stuff. So there's a lot of issues with filming this. And so the, from production start all the way to the end, it was about 10 years to get it to actually in theaters. And so he is not happy. And he don't want to do it again. But he's there's hope. Because he said he's up to he's okay with letting other people continue the film franchise.
Yeah, he said the script is already, or at least one script has possibly written or been written for a sequel. So, but he won't handle it.
Right. Thank you, Brent Daniel, for following. That's cool of you. Thank you so much. All right, let's get into some gaming news.
Yeah,
gaming.
Oh my God,
that's the new intro.
Hot Hot Charles is doing gaming news now.
Yeah! Oh my God, can I read this as Hot Hot Charles? Can I attempt it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. This first story, absolutely goddamn lootly.
Okay. Yeah! All right! ESPN embraces esports with a dedicated gaming channel! Woo! All right! It's been a while since Hot Hot Charles come out.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, man.
That was...
kind of rough.
Yeah, it was rough. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't think he said the word section at the end.
Section.
There you go.
There it
is. Kind of remind me of the dude from Borderlands 2. Fucking Macho Man looking dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Friend zone.
Oh, yeah.
Knock my mic over.
Did your mic just hit your titty?
Torg. Thank you, Debbie. Torg from Borderlands 2.
Your mic was like, I ain't getting no friend zone. Give me that D.
It went for my D, too. Yeah.
I know. Dove for it.
All right, so ESPN is embracing esports. I don't know. Okay, so I want to get your guys' opinion on this because of the fact that we all know ESPN is in it kind of for the money, right? I mean, if there wasn't any money in this, there's no way that they would actually be launching any kind of coverage for this sport. I know a lot of people say it's not. ESPN is behind it. Activision's behind it. Every major publisher is snatching up rights to these esports and starting tournaments, everything like that. We all know that. Mm-hmm. But can ESPN sustain and grow a market that Twitch already kind of controls?
Maybe with a partnership. I mean, I don't know how they do it.
Maybe with money. I mean, here's the thing that I see happening is that, you know, Twitch says to these tournaments, they're like, all right, we'll pay you this much. But then ESPN just is a powerhouse, right? So they just come in and go, all right, well, we'll give you $200 million to give you for the rights to this every year. You know, I mean, it's not that difficult for ESPN, but would there be backlash? Would people watch it? Do you think, I mean, how is this all thing going to play out?
I think that ESPN can bring something to the table that Twitch can't, and that's television coverage. Mm-hmm. Twitch doesn't have a channel. ESPN has like fucking 8. So they can put it on an actual television and, you know, it'll get a lot of people who don't normally go to Twitch or normally watch esports events. It'll get a lot of people to go and be like, you know, oh, this is on. Okay, cool. I just came to look at Jay Cutler fucking up. So let's keep this on. And there you go. You'll have new fans. Because of the football.
You're watching the Dota 2 Championship here on ESPN The Ocho.
Yeah, that's what I was. As soon as I said 8, I was thinking of dodgeball. The Ocho.
Doug, we got an exciting match today. Who's up?
Well, for the Koreans, it's My Little Ponies. What?
As long as we can get the two, Cotton and what was his name in that, too? God damn it. It was Cotton, and then.
Oh, Ed will know. Oh, let's give Ed a second. He'll let us know.
Yeah, F&A cotton. F&A.
F&A.
That's yeah. the kind of stuff we got to aim for.
Looks like they're about to forfeit the game. Oh, let's see how this plays out. Bold strategy, Cotton.
What was that dude's name?
Let's see. Are you guys in the gamers discount club with Best Buy?
No.
Do you guys do that? Because they yeah. okay, so they give you like 20% off the games, and then they give you $10 gift certificates when you pre-order. Yeah, all this shit, right? Mm-hmm. So Amazon is jumping on board. They just announced that Amazon Prime will give you 20% discounts on new games and within 2 weeks of release. So it's kind of matching what Best Buy does. Mm-hmm. Best Buy still has kind of a better option because you do get money back, and then you know, they give you the rewards points as well. But this goes a long way because you don't have to actually go to the store. Now, this doesn't matter for me too much because I want the same discounts on digital, but yeah. they're not offering that. So this is more or less for Kevin. Will you be ordering your discs, or are you going to support that piece of shit company GameStop?
I'm still going to support that piece of shit company GameStop for the main reason. Well, the two main reasons is, for one, I can trade in games and not have to pay anything out of pocket. Mm-hmm. And for two, I can actually go up there at midnight and pick up the game instead of having to. In this case, I live in an apartment complex. I don't want to have to stalk the UPS or FedEx driver because they're already horrible people as it is, where they knock on your door like, and then run. And then they're like, oh, you weren't there to pick up the package, so I guess you'll have to wait another day. So I would rather just go to GameStop and get it over with. Yes, it's fucking evil or whatever, but you know what? Hey, at least they're consistent. There you go, Jeremy.
Thank you. I'm all for digital. We've already discussed this. Steam has turned me that way because of the fact that I love having the game installed and ready to go as soon as it launches. And they've just built my mentality like that. Doug, would you order anything or persuade you to go through Amazon with the 20% off? Because it's kind of a big, it's kind of a game changer.
Maybe. It depends, right? Because we can already get some pretty sweet deals off of like CD keys, so it's kind of hard. And I don't mm-hmm. own a whole lot of games now on the disc. There's been a couple that I've picked up here and there, but I don't know. 20%? I mean, that's like what?
47 10, bucks versus 60.
Eh, right? Eh. I don't know. I don't think there's anything that would, no. I mean, I probably would just order it from there, and I'm already a Prime member, but mm-hmm. But yeah, eh. It's not something that I'd be like, oh shit, I've got to buy it or pre-order it here for this very right. reason. Right. Because sometimes GameStop gets cooler pre-order shit.
I do. My big thing is I seriously just want digital to have the collector's edition. Like, just give me the fucking code in the box, in the collector's box. Make a digital mm-hmm. version, or at least, at the very least, if you buy the game and you get the disc, have the download code as well. You know, so that way I can install it. And yes, I would have the disc. Figure it out, people. You can link the code to the disc somehow. I don't know, but... So that way, you know, you're not getting two games for one. But make it happen. Or make it, just give me the option to have a disc instead. I mean, have the code instead of the disc. But that's the thing that sucks for me, is because I'd have to buy the physical edition, and I don't want to. And mm-hmm. in order to get the cool collector's stuff. But that's just thing. Hey, thanks, Filthy Cleo, for the follow.
And by the way, that person's name was Pepper. Pepper Brooks was the name of the guy. Pepper go. Brooks and Cotton in that movie. Sorry, it took us a while to figure it out.
Let's see what else we got here. EA Access is now available on the PC, which I don't think I would do. It's for $4.99 a month, and they have released 15 titles with it. One of them not being Titanfall, I don't get that.
Okay, it says 15 games are available. Is it anything I'd want to play?
Let's see. Battlefield 4.
No.
Battlefield 4 would be the one.
Dragon Age Inquisition.
Like, I want to, yeah, you know, I want to play that. But
Inquisition's not, really good.
But it's like $29.99.
Yeah.
Or you can pay $5 and beat it within a month.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
Eh.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, time out.
Hello, you okay?
Time out.
Filthy Cleo, that's Jundar's girlfriend.
Nice.
Oh shit.
Do you think that they met at that orgy?
Yeah, wait, hold on. Yeah, is that why it was so awkward for her? She's like, oh shit, babe. I know how we met.
Yeah, like, who names themselves Filthy Cleo if you haven't joined an orgy or two?
Yeah, seriously. If you haven't S'd a D or four, like...
God damn it.
Oh, shit.
Thank you, Filthy Cleo, for unfollowing now.
She just said totes. I don't know where in the conversation she said totes too, but...
I think that's what it was.
She's with it. She's one of us.
Yeah. Okay, so, God. So Kevin and I were very much against the Steam Winter Sale format.
Yes.
And it looks like it is not going away anytime soon.
Well.
It has pushed sales to an all-time high. They used to do, if anybody is on Steam, you know that they used to do the daily deals and used to come back at noon and
flash sales.
And that got me really excited. It got all of us excited to check out what was on sale that day. And the way that they worked it was Steam asked all the developers to give two prices, one for the normal sale and then one if they feature them. Now it's just one. And I feel like I get shafted now more than anything. Because there's no like 90% off anymore. There's no 80% off. Because obviously people don't want to run a whole week long sale of 90% off. So they choose something more conservative, like a 60% off. Still, I mean, it's still nice that they run sales, but it's not the same.
Yeah,
there's a sense of like excitement that's kind of gone where it's like, oh shit, it's 8 a.m. They've just rolled over the new flash sales for the next 8 hours, right? Like, so, or 12 hours. So I can't wait to see what's new there. That, like, that's gone. But like, I understand the they have a sale for 2 weeks. It's always this price. So you never go like, well, I could buy it now or I could wait till the end of the sale to see if it gets any cheaper. And then you end up not buying it because it never went cheaper than the $15 it went down to from 60 or whatever, right? Uh-huh. And so I can see them being like, yeah, here it is, the whole week it's this price guaranteed. Because also you buy stuff in the sale, you're like, oh shit, this game's now $10, and then like the next day you log on, it's a flash sale for two, and you're like, motherfucker.
I guess that's why the sales were so good,
fun.
Right?
I don't know.
It was fun, but everybody waited, and like I think Doug just said, until the last day, and then they're like, all right, well, you know, because
they always did like the last day, like the hottest sales, and they'll do it for like one more day, just of everything that sold the most. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but you know, they said more people added stuff to their wish list this time around, and I think that had to do with the fact that that's how you got the trading cards. If you're doing the trading card stuff,
yeah,
like, you just went through and that's what I did every day. I went through there three times. You know, you do it three times to get three cards, and I just did it. And I did. I added a fuck ton of stuff. My wish list went from being like 13 items to 60 something items long.
Yep, me too.
So,
because they actually made you look at games. It was your going through your recommendation list.
Yeah.
And when by looking at games for me, there was a lot of them where I was like, holy shit, I overlooked this one. I should probably put this on my list.
That's where I got Mount Your Friends, was through that list.
Nice. That game. If any of you were around watching us play Mount Your Friends, we were drunk enough already, but it was pretty fucking fun.
Got to do that again soon.
Yeah, we've got to have another night like that. But, I mean, there's just so many games. Yeah, we would have overlooked otherwise. So, I mean, props to them on that. But, once again, I mean, the fact that, like, if you see everything you want day one, and it's just like, all right, cool, that's all right. And then, like, the next day, you're like, maybe something's changed. Nope, nothing. And it just kind of, it was disheartening, at least for me, and I'm sure Jer felt the same way.
I did.
I think the one thing that I did like is that on the front page they have like there's like the 12 games or whatever. It's probably more than that, cuz if you scroll down there it was so much more. But there was always like the featured sales on the front page. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so like there was a fuck ton of stuff was on sale, cuz like every day you go back there's new games for 2 weeks, every day something new. And again, if you scroll down, all that shit was always new too. Like, so you would be like, "Holy shit, I didn't see that this was on sale yesterday." And I don't know, man, there was so much stuff I got added to my list, and I should have bought. Like, it's one of those. I went through my wish list, and everything was like 50% off or more. And I was like, man, I should buy all these games. And now that I'm not like, I didn't buy all of them. I'm like, come on, you know, you want to go on sale? Come on, come on, come on.
I know, and now I'm getting emails like every other day saying a game from your Steam wish list is on sale.
Yeah, I just got one today about that Primal Hunter or whatever it was called.
Oh, well, speaking of Primal Hunter,
the dinos.
Tell us about your Ark store. Are we getting back into Ark or what?
Oh, shit, are we? I don't know. I jumped on the other day because I was like, Jer's been streaming on Twitch at 8-Bit Jer. He has been streaming, was it Stranded Deep?
Yeah, Stranded Deep. And,
oh my god.
Wow. Can we talk a little bit about Tarpy and the struggles that he has gone through?
Darpy?
Tarpy.
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 T-A-R-P-Y. It was his tarp. It was his first one. He found a tarp and we named it Tarpy. And then he found another one and we named it Tarpson.
Yeah, and Tarpson and Tarpy are brothers. But then, oh my god. The brothers, the sisters, the uncles, everybody came knocking. Yep. And then piece of shit Joe Tarp came into the mix and really fucked things up. If you'd like to see the continuation of this story, follow me at Twitch at 8BitJer. I will be streaming it, in the future, and we're having a lot of fun. So essentially, Kevin, I'm stranded on an island. I have to survive, and it's how long you can survive. There are sunken ships to go and find stuff through. There are other islands that you can go to. There's shark infested waters. There's a lot of death. It's been a lot of fun trying to figure this game out. And the community, it's been a big community hit, I think. Big community hit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been great. So he's been playing that, and I'm like, man, holy shit. I want to play some goddamn Ark. Because it's very similar. Like, they look a lot alike. The crafting, blah, 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 all that stuff. So I was like, oh, man, I got to get on this. So I started playing again. I've jumped on a server with some of the people that we used to play with on our old server. And I streamed some of it yesterday and started at, like, a level, zero. I think I'm still only, like, level 4 or 5. But I, like, my main goal was find a group. Fuck this surviving alone bullshit.
Right.
And I think Kiwi was playing with, he jumped on the server last night, too. And I jumped on his stream after I finished up, and
he was sleeping at his desk.
Yeah, he was so drunk he was asleep at his desk. No, he was doing it alone. He was roughing it. And I was like, well, fuck that. I went and found a group. I literally went and found a group's base and walked around, and I was like holding the B button to talk and was just like, hello? Hello? Just waiting for anybody to talk. And finally, I found a way up a hill and jumped down onto their T-Rex and then down onto their base, and then just walked around and just checked out their base. And they left, like, doors unlocked and open, so I was just walking around through their bases and stuff. So I walked up to the top of their base, and they had three chairs and, like, a huge sign that was, like, welcome to our base or whatever, and I just sat down in the middle chair and typed in the chat, yo, I'm at so-and-so's base. I broke in. I can't get out. Because I couldn't get out. And so they came and got me, and I went to another group. They dropped me off at another group's base, and they're like, hey, you want to join our group? And I was like, fuck yeah, I do. Thank you. And so now I'm part of I have like a base and dinos at my disposal now. So I'm fucking solid.
That's awesome. Good.
Yeah. But dude, man, I love it. It's been so much fun.
Real quick before we go, we've reached the end of the show, but I want to give away something for our Twitch users that are following us. I'm going to give away the Red Faction collection.
Nice.
This includes Red Faction, Red Faction Armageddon soundtrack, Gorilla Steam Edition, Red Faction 2. The Armageddon Path DLC and Faction Gorilla soundtrack and Armageddon Red Faction Gorilla Faction edition. So if you want to win that, if you're interested, just say so. Just say something in the chat. Can Nightbot pick a winner?
Yep, Nightbot's about ready to go. They just need to start talking. We'll give you a couple seconds, I guess, to say something.
So we'll end the podcast here. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Please follow us on social media. Also, if you're on Twitch and if you're listening to this on iTunes, if you like Twitch, follow us. It's becoming a big part of our lives. I am at 8BitJer, Kevin WK, and OMFG, it's Doug.
That's right. If you're in the Twitch right now and you want to follow us, literally, I think we're all in the chat. You can just go click on our names and hit follow. So just follow us there.
Except for me. I don't do the chat while doing the show.
Well, he's at 8-Bit Jer. We'll link it. All this shit will be linked.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Twitch, stick around to win your prize, okay? Bye. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.